This is the earliest known Greek example of a glass citula, a vessel made for cooling and serving wine at banquets. It's remarkable for its large size, unusual shape, and the ethereal transparency of the glass. Curator Chris Lightfoot.
In classical Greece, all the glass that was produced was rather small but highly colored containers, perfume bottles. But in the Hellenistic period, we have tableware, that is, glass that was used for drinking purposes and for eating purposes.
Glass was expensive and difficult to produce. It wasn't until Alexander the Great conquered Persia, which had a tradition of luxury glassware, that Hellenistic Greeks learned and adopted new glass-making techniques.
They would have heated up the glass and then poured it into a mold to create this shape. And then it was finished off by grinding and polishing. And then on top of that, quite remarkably, this bucket was decorated with paint and gilding.
If you look on the sides and across the width of the vessel, you'll see floral decorations etched into the painted surface. Drinking from a glass container rather than silver or bronze had a distinct advantage, no tinny aftertaste. And when filled with red wine, the delicate etched details would have stood out, an aesthetic flourish that no doubt enhanced the pleasure of drinking.